This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. A federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction governing the use of force by federal immigration officers in Chicago. In her ruling, U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis extended a temporary ban on federal agents using riot control weapons like tear gas against people who pose no immediate threat. Agents must give at least two verbal warnings before deploying tear gas as well. Sun-Times Federal Courts reporter John Seidel says Ellis was very declarative in her ruling, talking for about an hour and a half to illustrate her displeasure in the footage that she's seen.
She said the use of force against protesters and journalists that she's seen shocks the conscience. She said it basically, it's what she has seen has been entirely inappropriate.
Seidel says the Trump administration is likely to appeal the ruling soon. And coming up later on this episode of The Pod, we'll hear from Gregory Bovino himself. Meantime, in a separate case, a judge ruled yesterday that the Department of Homeland Security has to improve conditions for detainees at the Immigration Processing Center in suburban Broadview. The temporary order comes after a lawsuit was filed by the ACLU of Illinois and others citing inhumane conditions inside the facility. The government must provide detainees with sufficient water, three full meals, enough space to sleep, clean bedding, and access to showers and legal counsel. Other requirements include making sure cells are clean and there are adequate toilet facilities. The judge is asking the government for an update on the department's ability to comply with the order by noon on Friday. Chicago area commuters may soon see the impacts of a massive transit deal that's awaiting Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature. State lawmakers passed the sweeping legislation last week. It would raise Chicagoland's sales tax and tollway fees and create an agency to coordinate fares and services among Metra, Pace, and the CTA. Sun-Times reporter David Struitt says the three agencies will now interact in a way that they hadn't before.
So you'll be able to transfer from a Metra train to the CTA train without buying a new ticket, which you can't do now. Under most circumstances. This was a big aim of the lawmakers who made the bill.
Riders will not see fare increases, at least not yet. Lawmakers say the plan will bring $1.5 billion in additional revenue to Chicagoland Transit, which was facing a $220 million fiscal cliff. Tonight, when the Joffrey Ballet presents Wabash and You from choreographer Chanel De Silva, there will be more than dancers on stage. Joining the ballerinas will be the Midwestern funk band The Main Squeeze. The dance work is a love story set in downtown Chicago. Main Squeeze lead singer Corey Fry tells our sister station Vocalo about the experience.
Easily the most unique experience we've ever had. Like I said, when we first heard it, we were like, Joffrey Ballet, like, is this for real? We never imagined it. And then so we were actually here and watching it come to life. It was incredible. You're seeing ideas that you built seed to plant, kind of be visualized and used to tell someone else's story. It's humbling, it's exciting, just exceeded our expectations, and we just want to do our part to help carry the story as best we can.
That was Corey Fry of The Main Squeeze, a funk band making their ballet debut tonight. Wabash and You runs through Sunday at the Harris Theater. An 1861 job reference letter from Abraham Lincoln on behalf of a young black friend and valet provides a glimpse of an extraordinary relationship the two had despite the demands that the new president had undertaken. A private collector donated the letter to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, where it's now on display. Lincoln wanted to find a new post for William Johnson because black White House staffers with lighter skin had shunned him. The letter's recipient was Navy Secretary Gideon Welles. He reported no position available for Johnson, who was finally hired at the Treasury Department. You're listening to The Rundown. A federal judge today extended limits on uses of force by the federal agents carrying out a Chicago-area deportation blitz. The decision came after the judge heard clips of sworn testimony by the U.S. Border Patrol chief in charge of that operation. He was asked about a pep talk for his agents by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Both say they're going tough on violent mobs to protect the American people. But the judge found their use of force in Chicago shocks the conscience and chills First Amendment rights. My WBEZ colleague Chip Mitchell reports.
Kristi Noem keeps popping up during the deportation blitz, usually with a video crew in tow. A few weeks ago, she delivered a pep talk to dozens of Border Patrol agents outside an immigration facility in West Suburban Broadview where protesters gather. Chief Patrol Agent Gregory Bovino was by her side. Here's an extended clip from Noem's talk that was played in federal court ahead of today's ruling.
Today, when we leave here, we're going to go hard. We're going to hammer these guys that are advocating for violence against the American people. What they are doing is advocating to harm not just you and your colleagues, but your families. And they're doxing your identities and victimizing people every day by the way that they're talking, speaking, who they're affiliated with, who they're funded with, and what they're talking about as far as consequences for what we're doing by protecting this country. So we're going to go out there and we're going to make sure that there's consequences for the way that they're behaving, and that we're going to prosecute them, and we're going to bring them to justice. We're not taking this anymore, all right? The president's sick of it. I'm sick of it. And we're going to give you guys all the authority that you need to go out there and arrest these individuals who are advocating for violence against you. Does that sound all right?
So again, that's Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem a few weeks ago with Border Patrol agents carrying out the Chicago area deportation blitz. Noem's focus on protester speech, what they're saying, their affiliations, and their funding sources, it caught the ear of veteran civil rights attorney Locke Bowman. Bowman represents some groups suing Noem and other feds about the use of riot control weapons like tear gas against people protesting. As part of that suit, Bowman got a chance to ask questions of Bovino under oath. He's that Border Patrol chief. To start with, Bovino testified he reports directly to Secretary Noem. Later, Bowman played Noem's pep talk to Bovino's agents and asked him about it.
Have you communicated to the officers under your command that part of their responsibilities, not everyone, but part of their responsibilities is to hammer guys who are advocating for violence against the American people?
I have instructed my officers that when threats are made, which is advocacy of violence threats against law enforcement officers are made, that they are, that is arrestable.
Okay. Have you instructed your officers that they should go hard against people for the way that they're talking, speaking, who they're affiliated with, and who they're funded with?
I've told my officers to go hard against people that are advocating threats, violence, death against those in the form of threats.
The judge in the lawsuit has decided Bovino and his agents are going too hard. Today, she accused the chief of lying when he tried to justify using tear gas against people protesting the Chicago area deportation campaign. She extended an order banning riot control weapons without two warnings and banning any force against people who pose no immediate threat. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
Showers likely overnight, possibly a thunderstorm. Expect a low around 50. Chance of showers Friday morning, becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon, though. Expect a high in the low 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or turn on your radio to 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.